In a once peaceful neighborhood of Las Vegas, tranquility was shattered by a sinister act. A chilling crime unfolded that shattered the illusion of the suburban utopia, jolting its inhabitants into a harsh reality they weren't prepared for. An esteemed member of the community, someone adored and cherished, was brutally and heartlessly taken away from their loved ones. It was the cruel murder of the charismatic and vivacious Melissa James. December 14, 2005, seemed like any other day in the winter months of Las Vegas. That is, until the firefighters received a call about a potential bushfire in the expansive barren desert surrounding the city. The ensuing events left them baffled and unnerved as they located the car ablaze, emanating ominous smoke cloud into the eerie quietness. A grim discovery was awaiting them in the trunk of the vehicle. The officers found an extremely charred human body. The sight was a horrifying tableau that even the most seasoned officers found difficult to stomach. The victim was unrecognizable. The intensity of the fire had erased any semblance of humanity from the remains. Left behind was just a grotesque shell that once housed a vibrant life. The initial suspicion was that the victim was female, but due to the severity of the burns, facial recognition or fingerprints were out of the question. The face was shielded with duct tape, an obvious indication of foul play. The assessment of the scene suggested an accelerant had been used, further confirming the suspicion of a gruesome murder. In the meantime, the police could identify the burnt vehicle to be a red Jaguar. The license plates, miraculously unscathed from the fire, held a clue to the possible identity of the owner. Surprisingly, it belonged to Kelly Ryan, a prominent figure in the fitness world, known particularly for her status as a renowned weightlifter and gymnast, and her marriage to the famous bodybuilder, Craig Titus. The detectives knocked on the doors of Craig and Kelly's residence, prepared to deliver the devastating news about her death. The sight that greeted them was enough to flip their suspicions upside down. Kelly stood at the doorstep, healthy as could be, oblivious to the grim discovery. She casually mentioned that their assistant, Melissa, must have taken their Jaguar. The tense atmosphere, coupled with Kelly's bizarre demeanor and abrupt allegations against Melissa, triggered an alarm in the minds of the detectives. As the crime continued to unfold, Melissa's supposed one-way trip to Florida was replaced by a sinister journey, a voyage that led her from being a bright light in the world of dancing to the trunk of a burnt-out Jaguar in the middle of the desert. The disturbing murder of Melissa James had shaken her family, the community, and the entire fitness world, raising questions that begged to be answered. Why was Melissa, a radiant young woman with so much to offer the world, the victim of such a horrific crime? One thing was clear, the puzzle was far from being solved, and as the clock kept ticking, the quest for justice became more urgent, kick-starting an investigation that would grip the nation. Melissa James was more than just the victim of a shocking crime that sent waves of horror through the Las Vegas community. Even though she had become a headline, a case, and a mystery to be solved, she was first and foremost a person with dreams, aspirations, and a bright future that was cut tragically short. This part of our story takes a closer look at Melissa, shedding light on her life story and the chain of events that led to her becoming entangled with Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan. Born on March 23, 1977, in the laid-back city of Panama in Florida, Melissa was a bright and ambitious girl. Her family, friends, and teachers recognized her intelligence and vivaciousness from an early age. Known for her easygoing nature and a knack for making friends, Melissa's sociable personality made her a favorite among her peers. Melissa discovered her passion for dance at a tender age of 7. Her love for the art form was profound, and she was particularly skilled at jazz, dance, and ballet. She was a diligent student, always eager to help her fellow dancers and consistently excelling in her studies. This dedication extended to her academic life, resulting in her graduating from Crawford Moseley High School a year earlier than her peers. Her early accomplishments hinted at a promising future, and Melissa was keen to make her mark on the world. After finishing high school, she attended Gulf Coast Community College, where she majored in business administration. Even in this new setting, Melissa stood out, topping her class with excellent grades. Driven by her entrepreneurial spirit and love for dance, at the age of 19, she founded her dance studio, Dance Unlimited. It quickly gained a reputation for excellence in Panama City, with Melissa recognized as a caring and a driven young businesswoman. Besides running her studio, she dabbled in modeling, starred in local commercials, and cheered for a local football team. Despite the initial success, her business ran into financial trouble due to her lack of experience. However, Melissa never let her failures define her. Her reputation as an ambitious and intelligent young woman caught the attention of Craig Titus, a prominent figure in the world of bodybuilding. In late 2002, Craig suggested Melissa move to LA and market herself with commercial work. Viewing Craig as a role model, Melissa took his advice to heart. She moved to California, leaving her struggling dance studio in the hands of her business partner. But Melissa's dreams didn't play out as she'd hoped. She ended up working as a personal trainer in one of Craig's gyms, rather than making her name in the spotlight. Financial difficulties led her back to Panama City, but when things didn't improve, Craig offered her a job in Las Vegas. With high hopes, Melissa boarded a one-way flight to Las Vegas in 2005, expecting to carve out a successful career for herself. However, what awaited her was a spiral of violence and betrayal that rapidly descended into catastrophe, ending in a gruesome crime that shocked the nation. The sunny, ambitious girl from Florida had set foot into a dangerous world, with no inkling of the tragic fate that awaited her. Months after Melissa James had moved to Las Vegas to join Craig Titus and his wife, her life took a tragic turn. The once optimistic young woman found herself in a hostile environment that was quickly spiraling out of control. Tensions in the Titus household were high, and the police received the first clue about Melissa's horrific fate when they were called to a secluded desert location outside Las Vegas to put out a mysterious car fire. Upon arrival, they discovered a burnt-out Jaguar, its license plates leading them to the doorstep of the renowned bodybuilding couple. But the real shocker was hidden in the trunk. What they found was not just a charred car, but a severely burnt human corpse. By all accounts, the victim was likely to be female, but the severe condition of the body made identification a challenge. The body, now known as Sandy Valley Jane Doe, was found with the face covered with duct tape, indicating a brutal murder. The case took a turn when investigators were able to decipher the car's license plate and cross-reference it with a national database. It led them to Kelly Ryan, the revered fitness competitor and wife of Craig Titus. The police rushed to the couple's residence, expecting to find a grieving widow. To their utter shock, Kelly herself was standing at the door, perfectly unharmed. Her demeanor and the surprising revelation that their Jaguar had been taken by their assistant Melissa made the officers suspicious. Could Sandy Valley Jane Doe possibly be Melissa James? But the biggest question remained unanswered. If Melissa was indeed the victim, what exactly had happened on that fateful night at the Titus residence? Craig and Kelly seemed to hold all the answers, but they were no longer at their home. They had fled. With a nationwide manhunt underway, the detectives had no choice but to retrace the couple's steps. Their first crucial breakthrough came when they discovered a credit card transaction at a local Walmart, a purchase of 7 bottles of lighter fluid, paid by none other than Kelly Ryan. Surveillance footage also showed Kelly and Craig leaving the store with the purchases, not in the trunk, but in the back seat of their Jaguar. This revelation added a concerning detail to the detectives' growing case against the couple. As the investigators continued to piece together the puzzle, the grim reality of their predicament became evident. The once celebrated bodybuilding couple were now the prime suspects in a brutal murder. The investigation was just beginning, but the web of lies, deception, and betrayal that had entangled Melissa seemed to be unfurling. The unmasking of the true nature of her relationship with Craig and Kelly sent shockwaves through the fitness world and the community at large. As the search for the fugitives intensified, the hope of bringing justice for Melissa grew stronger. The investigators worked tirelessly, following every lead, questioning every possible suspect, and unraveling a web of deceit that would soon expose the horrifying truth about what had happened to Melissa James. But even as they made headway in their investigation, they were faced with an unsettling question. How could two renowned individuals, celebrated and admired by many, resort to such a heinous act? As the investigation began, the complexity and severity of the crime made it clear that this would be no ordinary case. This was not just the murder of a young woman. It was a case that would expose the hidden darkness that lay beneath the glamorous world of bodybuilding. The investigators knew they had their work cut out for them. Convicting a celebrity couple would require concrete evidence and an unwavering dedication to justice. But for Melissa's sake, they were more than up to the task. The horrific murder of Melissa James sent shockwaves through her close-knit community and beyond. Friends and families couldn't quite comprehend how one of their own, known to be full of life and vigor, had succumbed to such a dreadful end. Melissa's mother, Maura, was shattered. She had waved her daughter goodbye, believing that Melissa was heading towards a brighter future in Vegas. Now, she found herself confronting an agonizing truth. Her little girl, who had lit up their lives with her infectious smile and indomitable spirit, was never coming back home. The news spread like wildfire, touching every corner of Panama City, Melissa's hometown. Teachers, neighbors, students, friends, all those who had known Melissa in some capacity were shocked to their core. Heartbroken families huddled together, sharing stories of Melissa and seeking solace in the remembrance of her resilient spirit. Melissa's students, many of whom had seen her as a big sister, struggled to adjust to the new normal. They would miss her endless enthusiasm, her patient teachings, her encouraging words, and most importantly, her ability to make everyone feel included and loved. Amid the sorrow, however, they were resolute in keeping her memory alive and vowed to dance with the same passion and dedication as Melissa always had. The community organized candlelight vigils at Dance Unlimited, her dance studio. The loss was not just of a brilliant dancer, but also of a cherished mentor who had touched countless lives through her dedication and talent. Amid the flickering flames, as tears fell freely, Melissa's influence in the community was deeply felt. Speeches paying tribute to her life were especially poignant, addressing her impact and the void left in her wake. In the midst of collective grief, anger simmered. The community rallied together, demanding justice for Melissa. They felt betrayed by Craig and Kelly, who they initially had seen as role models. The revelation of the couple's destructive habits and the critical role they played in Melissa's murder was a bitter pill to swallow. The crime had not only robbed Melissa of her life, but also trust from the community. The gym where Craig worked and where Melissa had been a personal trainer fell under a shadow of suspicion. Memberships dropped, and people gossiped in hushed tones, casting sideways glances at the gym, which now bore the tragic legacy of Melissa's association with Craig and Kelly. The community also struggled with fear. The thought that such a cold-blooded crime had been committed by people who mingled with them, who they admired, was unsettling. Parents held their children a little closer, warning them about the dangerous allure of fame and appearances. Through it all, Melissa's spirit remained undimmed. Her community, though grieving, remembered her as a beacon of perseverance, resilience, and courage. They recalled her dreams for her dance studio, her ambition to excel, and most importantly, her constant drive to lift others up with her, even as she ascended. As they sought justice for her, they pledged to honor her legacy, one of grace, passion, and unyielding dedication. The investigation, which had been fraught with layers of deceit, manipulation, and a bewildering love triangle, finally saw a significant break, injecting renewed momentum into the search for truth. Forensic evidence found at the scene of the ghastly car fire had led police to Craig and Kelly's doorstep, only to find them missing. Melissa's mother, Maura James, had been in constant contact with Craig and Kelly, who had claimed innocence and suggested Melissa had fled with their money. But the authorities were already skeptical. The couple had a reputation for living on the edge, their lifestyle riddled with the use of performance-enhancing drugs and an insatiable desire for fame and success. The breakthrough came when detectives discovered recent activity on a credit card that Kelly had claimed was stolen by Melissa. Incriminating purchases were tracked to a local Walmart on the eve of Melissa's disappearance. A gut-wrenching chill coursed through investigators as they realized that Kelly had bought 7 bottles of lighter fluid. CCTV footage showed her leaving the store and getting into their red Jaguar, where Craig was waiting. Another critical piece of evidence unexpectedly fell into the investigators' hands. A clean flashlight was found just north of the burning car in the desert. After tracing Anthony Gross's credit card history and confirming the purchase of the flashlight, detectives quickly apprehended him. Questioning Anthony proved to be the turning point in this chilling case. His testimony gave investigators a terrifying peek into the series of events that led to Melissa's gruesome demise. Craig, a man whom Melissa admired and trusted, and his wife Kelly, had betrayed her in the most horrific way imaginable. Unbeknownst to Craig and Kelly, their flight from justice was short-lived. Their sudden, unplanned appearances at friends' homes had raised suspicions, and a tip from a vigilant member of the public led to their arrest in Boston, Massachusetts. Regrettably, the arrest did not bring back Melissa, but it marked a significant shift in the investigation and gave the grieving family a glimmer of hope for justice. As these facts unfolded, every new revelation was more harrowing than the last. It wasn't just about solving a murder mystery anymore. It was also about unveiling the deeply troubling side of fame, obsession, and the devastating consequences it could have on human lives. The arrest of Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan, the power couple once idolized in the bodybuilding world, served as a chilling reminder of how an insatiable desire for success could lead even the most celebrated and admired individuals down a horrifying path of immorality and ruthlessness. Part 6, Unmasking the Killer. In the early morning hours of December 14, 2005, amid the vast expanse of the Las Vegas desert, the charred remains of a red Jaguar were discovered, the trunk revealing an even grimmer sight, a severely burned human corpse. As the investigation unfolded, troubling connections were made to the bodybuilding world's golden couple, Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan. As authorities retraced the events leading up to the vehicle's incineration, they discovered a Walmart purchase made the night before the burning. The purchase included 7 bottles of lighter fluid bought under the name of Kelly Ryan. Adding to the growing suspense, surveillance footage showed Craig Titus waiting in the same Jaguar as Kelly made her purchases. When questioned about their missing vehicle, the couple claimed their assistant, Melissa James, must have taken it, insinuating she had fled after stealing from them. However, on further inspection and cross-referencing their allegations with evidence gathered, it was clear something was amiss. As the net tightened, the couple fled, initiating a nationwide manhunt. Craig and Kelly were apprehended days later near Boston, in a mundane nail salon and a suburban truck, respectively. Despite their arrest, they didn't go down without a fight. The couple offered their version of events, attributing the horrific scene to Melissa's supposed drug overdose. Their story reeked of fabrication. They claimed to have found Melissa surrounded by needles, unresponsive in their Jaguar. Fearful of tarnishing their reputations, they decided to dispose of the evidence by setting the car aflame with Melissa's body inside. However, the evidence pointed to a darker truth, revealing disturbing details about Melissa's last moments. Forensic evidence indicated she was tasered and choked with a bathrobe tie and a speaker cord before being suffocated with duct tape. She was even injected with a lethal dose of morphine. Their concocted narrative crumbled under the weight of the facts. The infamous power couple was finally unmasked, their violent crime exposed. Faced with overwhelming evidence, the duo accepted plea deals. Craig was sentenced to 21 to 55 years on a second-degree murder charge. Kelly, having pled guilty to arson and battery, was handed a 6 to 26-year sentence. Justice was meted out, bringing to a close a terrible chapter in a saga of ambition, fame, and recklessness. Yet, the unveiling of the killers did not alleviate the loss borne by the family of Melissa James. her dreams prematurely extinguished by the very people she looked up to for guidance and success. The aftermath of the sordid saga of Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan was filled with a swirl of emotions, relief, anger, disbelief, and an overwhelming sense of loss. The body found in the trunk of the smoldering Jaguar was positively identified as Melissa James, the vivacious young woman who had once been a beacon of hope and hard work in her small Florida hometown. As the news of Melissa's brutal murder reached her family and friends, a collective gasp of grief swept through Panama City. Maura James, Melissa's mother, was inconsolable. The horror of knowing her daughter's life had ended in such a cruel and violent way was too much to bear. Melissa's dreams of achieving success and reclaiming her dance studio were violently extinguished, leaving her family to mourn the woman she had been and the woman she could have become. A trial seemed imminent, but a startling development dropped like a bombshell in May 2008. Instead of fighting the charges in court, Craig and Kelly accepted plea deals. Craig pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, landing a sentence of 21 to 55 years in prison. Kelly, however, pleaded guilty to arson and battery with a deadly weapon, receiving a sentence of 6 to 26 years behind bars. The disparity between their sentences sparked outrage in many corners. Critics argued that Kelly's lighter sentence was a blatant miscarriage of justice, given her active participation in Melissa's murder. Yet, in the twisted world of plea bargains, justice sometimes takes a backseat to expediency. While Craig remained in prison, Kelly was released on parole in October 2017, after serving just 9 years of her sentence. The knowledge of her walking free was a bitter pill for those who loved Melissa, an added insult to the deep wound of her loss. The case left a lasting impact on the bodybuilding world, too. Craig and Kelly, once the celebrated couple of the industry, were stripped of their titles and respect. The duo's descent into depravity, culminating in a cold-blooded murder, sent shockwaves through the community that once admired them. In the wake of the crime, Melissa's family and the community she left behind were forced to grapple with a gaping hole in their lives. The vibrant, ambitious woman who had so much to offer the world was reduced to a chilling crime statistic. Yet amid the grief and anger, there was a grim resolution. Melissa's tragic end served as a stark reminder of the darker side of human nature. It underscored the disturbing reality that sometimes evil exists where we least expect it, lurking beneath a veneer of success, charm, and muscle-bound glamour. In the end, the tale of Melissa James, Craig Titus, and Kelly Ryan isn't just a narrative about a brutal murder. It's a sobering testament to the struggle for justice, the enduring impact of loss, and the harrowing reality of how quickly dreams can turn into nightmares.